I see a problem in our getting downside in one piece. A bunch of problems, actually. And the words laser cannon figure into all of them.
Jadak swiveled his chair.
We can't be late, Rhys. They said it's important.
Rhys returned a glum nod.
Late being the operative word, as in the late Rhys Derman.
I'll tell everyone you died a hero.
What? You'll survive?
Rhys stared at his friend, then laughed.
Yeah, you probably will.
Jadak swung forward.
See what you can pick up on the battle net.
Rhys tugged the headset over his ears and keyed a coded entry into the communications suite. He listened to the comm chatter for a moment, then craned his neck to study something off to starboard and brought a new view of the battle to one of the instrument panel display screens. He tapped his forefinger against the screen to indicate the icon profile of a large battlecruiser with a stocked observation deck aft and a fly-up bridge. Jadak read the alphanumeric data beneath the icon.
What am I looking at?
The Invisible Hand.
General Grievous' flagship.
That's where they were holding Palpatine.
Were?
The Jedi rescued him. Kenobi and Skywalker. But the three of them are still on board.
Jadak took the YT through a quick spin to improve the view. In the middle distance, a Republic cruiser was hammering away at the Invisible Hand's waist, where its elongated prow met a bulbous aft section. Maybe in retaliation for what the Republic ship had endured from the Invisible Hand's flak arrays. Jadak glanced at the monitor.
Looks like the captain of the Guarlara didn't get word that the Chancellor's on board.
Could be because of signal jamming. Or maybe he just doesn't care.
Jadak scowled.
Palpatine's death would create as many problems as it would solve.
For several moments, the two men watched in silence as the Guarlara subjected the Separatist flagship to repeated laser cannon broadsides, blowing gaping holes in the hull and igniting fiery explosions that swept through the Invisible Hand, stem to stern. Jadak couldn't imagine the cybernetic Grievous surviving the onslaught, let alone Palpatine and his saviors, the Force or no. When the flagship could endure no more, it listed, then fell victim to gravity and began a slow descent into Coruscant's atmosphere.
She's dirtbound, Jadak said.
And already coming apart. 2-1, she won't make it halfway.
I'll take that bet.
With one hand clamped on the control yoke, Jadak tweaked the inertial compensator and shot the YT forward. No one tried to prevent them from plunging into the heart of the maelstrom. If they were hell-bent on becoming just another battle casualty, it was their business.
We could at least try an end run, you know,
Rhys said, one hand clamped to the chair's armrest. Jadak countered it with a shake of his head.
The Sebs have the rest of the planet blockaded. Our best shot's here, with the Invisible Hand breaking trail.
Rhys shot Jadak a look.
We're following her down?
Let's say in.
Rhys nodded.
I'm good with in.
Even if it means losing the bet?
Even if.